The Air Force is beginning a series of public meetings on its proposal to move an F-16 squadron from Eielson Air Force Base in North Pole to Joint Base Elmendorf-Richardson in Anchorage. Meetings are scheduled for tonight and tomorrow in Anchorage and Palmer, and in Fairbanks and North Pole Wednesday and Thursday. As KUAC's Dan Ross reports, Fairbanks is rallying to protect the local Air Force installation from downsizing.
Fairbanks North Star Borough Mayor Luke Hopkins hung a red America Needs Eielson t-shirt over the podium when he addressed the Chamber of Commerce last week about the upcoming Air Force meetings. Hopkins urged members to provide substantive input.
Not just opinions that are given that we shouldn't move them, but what we need to do is we need to give the Air Force specific issues to look at, to analyze relative to how we, our community, and other areas of the state see this F-16 move so that the Air Force looks at all angles, not just the ones that they think are important on their pieces of paper.
Hopkins said a number of community leaders will have specific messages related to impacts of the F-16 move on housing, school enrollment, and the local economy. The Air Force is taking public input as part of the scoping process for development of an environmental impact statement on the proposal. It calls for relocating 21 jets and over 1,500 personnel, primarily active duty, from Fairbanks to Anchorage as a cost-saving measure. Former Borough Assembly member Nadine Winters is coordinating the community response for the Fairbanks Economic Development Corporation. Winters says the scoping meetings will set parameters for the EIS, but are also a general opportunity to show how much the community cares about Eielson.
We want them to understand that saving Eielson and keeping the F-16s here is important to the community. So people can testify if they feel comfortable, but by no means is that a requirement. That just people's presence, I think, is going to send a strong message.
Winters credits a big local turnout at a base realignment and closure commission hearing in Fairbanks with saving Eielson back in 2005. The recently passed National Defense Authorization Act includes a provision inserted by Alaska's congressional delegation delaying any actual movement of aircraft or people from Eielson to J-Bear until 2014. In Fairbanks, I'm Dan Bross.